Welcome to the Discover Mansfield podcast, featuring interviews with the town of Mansfield's business-friendly team, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and others offering an inside look with keen insight and awareness on how to do business and thrive in one of the most sought-out communities in the Commonwealth.
Well, hello, and today we are very pleased to be joined by Diane Falk, who is helping to organize this year's Fall Festival in Mansfield, Massachusetts. This fun and festive event brings together community partners who provide activities for all residents to enjoy. A celebration of autumn and the community. The Mansfield Fall Festival has become a noteworthy must-do for people of all ages. We are very excited to hear about this year's details from Diane, from the great lineup of events and activities, to this year's sponsors. And we're excited to learn everything there is to know about attending, and for those businesses interested in sponsoring or contributing, to learn what they need to do. Welcome, Diane.
I'm very happy to be here speaking with you about this fantastic event.
Well, we're so delighted to have you here, and thanks so much for taking the time to join us. Our listeners are very interested in learning about this year's Fall Festival. And before we talk about the details of the event, why don't you share the date, the time, and the location of this year's Fall Festival?
Sure. The date is Saturday, October 1st. It's going to run from noon to 7 p.m., and the location is at Fulton Pond.
Wonderful. So Fulton Pond, and that's a great location for the event. Is there a fee to enter, Diane, or is it free for the community?
There's no admission fee. We have a lot of free fun lined up for families and people of all ages. And we try to keep affordable, if you want to buy some food, we want to make sure everyone can afford that.
That is really great. So there's no fee to attend, and you've got some really wonderful and affordable eating venues and a whole host of other things to make it really community friendly, which I love. So tell us about what is planned so far. We'd love to hear about it.
Well, we have the Navy Band Northeast, their Pops Ensemble, starting to play at 1 p.m. on a big, big stage. They are renowned and oh, I invite everyone to come to this. Everyone's going to be blown away by what a wonderful band that is. After that, we have Duke's Leap. They're playing live all day on the same stage. We're bringing back Big Ellie, the Ferris wheel. People can ride that for free all day. And then we're going to have some interactive crafts, artistic demonstrations, and we're going to have yarn bombing before and after and during the festival.
It sounds like this year will really feature a true community spirit, which is really wonderful, especially after the last 2 years. I think people are really excited to get out and have some wonderful fun. It sounds like something for all ages. And is it too late for those businesses who are listening and they say to themselves, oh my gosh, this is something that I really would love to get involved in. Is it too late for them to get engaged? And if not, what do they need to do to get involved?
It's definitely not too late for businesses to get involved. So we have different sponsorship levels where businesses can choose like a level of 500 and up. And that allows them to have a booth during the event all day. And if they want to get involved in making crafts with kids, they can do that as well. Or businesses can supply volunteers to help out during the event, as we have a lot of moving parts and volunteering is going to be really special and helpful.
That sounds terrific. And what a wonderful opportunity for businesses to get out there and meet the folks that are coming to the festival, to get to know them and to show off the great things that they offer, whether it's baked goods or whether they have a service that they're offering or whether they're offering products to the community. It's really a wonderful space for anyone who's interested in participating and at a reasonable fee, which is great. So that sounds like a wonderful, wonderful thing. But how would a business find details about this, including whether or not they would want a sponsorship. So where do they go, Diane, to get this information so that they could sign up?
Businesses can visit the Town of Mansfield's website and look under the tab of services, scroll down to Out and About, and they will see the Fall Festival. And we've put up forms on there. So there's sponsorships forms on there. There's volunteer forms on there. And like we said, we are looking for sponsors, especially for Big Ellie, the Ferris wheel. That's a $7,500 sponsor level.
Let's talk a little bit about Big Ellie. So what would the entity that sponsors the Ferris wheel get?
Ferris wheel sponsor would get the promotion at like their logo of their sponsorship on the festival website. They would get their logo on the back of Fall Festival t-shirts. We would use their logo and their name in 3 or more Sun Chronicle ads. Sponsorship announcement in a couple of press releases. They would also be in 1,000 event guides that people will use that day with a map so they can see everything that's going on. And then they're also allowed to have a table during the festival, and we would supply manage that table as well. So quite a lot of exposure.
Yeah, that sounds like an excellent sponsorship opportunity, especially for an organization that that markets their goods and services to an entire family, such as a supermarket or a financial institution or an entertainment venue. So I think hopefully someone will hear this and it'll spark an interest and they'll step up and sponsor Ellie. What a great opportunity and what a really great value that you've packaged for that sponsorship. That sounds really amazing. Let's talk about the festival from different age perspectives. So if a resident is listening to this podcast and they have a family with young children, what types of events are you offering that will make it fun for the kids?
Kids will enjoy getting their faces painted. It's free, not a full face, but a nice decoration on their face. And they could also get a glitter tattoo, or they could ride a unicorn. We have plenty of crafts for kids as well, and their parents can enjoy those crafts in addition.
Sounds like a great, fun day with the kids. And I think especially with the weather in October, how lovely that is. And it just sounds like a great family day overall. And those are wonderful activities that you've planned. Are there any additions to the event this year that you have not had in previous years at the festival?
The Navy Band, that's going to be fantastic. As we said before, they're going to be playing at 1 o'clock. I'm trying to bring in a paint night sponsor so we can have 3 sessions of painting. So say, you know, if 25 people join at the 1 o'clock painting, we're going to have 2 more throughout the day. That's kind of like the paint and vino, which a lot of people are aware of, but an instructor leads you through painting your own canvas as a group, and then you can take that home with you. And if I can get a sponsor for that, they'll have one painting at 1 o'clock, a different painting around 3, and then a final painting around 5. So all the paintings aren't going to be the same. We're mixing it up.
Well, that sounds really fun. And it sounds like there's really something for everyone. And I think that's just fantastic. What are you most personally excited about for what event would you choose as your favorite from this year's lineup?
Definitely the most excited about the unicorn rides. Like, how often do you get to ride a unicorn? So I think kids are just going to love that. And I'm looking forward to the Navy Band playing and pedal boats that people can take out around the pond. All of the sponsor dollars we're able to get, we spend to bring activities for free for the event.
That is fantastic. I love the idea of paddle boats. That would be so much fun. And you're absolutely right about the unicorns. That is just going to be a huge, huge plus for the kids. I think they're going to love them. Hopefully, if people are listening to the podcast, they're going to hear about this and they're going to be very excited to let their kids know that this is happening on October 1st in the town of Mansfield. Very, very exciting. So are all the events happening in one centralized location at the pond, or are they going to be scattered around town?
All of the activities are located at Fulton Pond, where Rumford Ave meets West Street in Mansfield. It's a pretty large area, using the parking lot for like Big Ellie and the beer garden. And then there's a nice shaded tree area where we're going to have the paint night, the face painting, the unicorn rides, and the band all in that shaded area. And I'm planning to put like the artistic demonstrations and the interactive crafts kind of along a trail. I don't know what you call it. It's a berm. We had crafters there back in 2019, but there's a whole line, almost like a trail that goes from the parking lot out to the water's edge. So we'll be using that. And then at night, we're going to light the fire cauldrons that they set up for 2019. It'll be getting dark by then, so it's going to be beautiful. And we're bringing in some drummers to just get that festive, creative vibe going.
Oh, it just sounds wonderful. How exciting, and what a wonderful job you have done in putting this together. Really, truly, it sounds like so much fun. And we certainly hope that you get a great turnout there and get lots of rave reviews, which we have no doubt that you're going to receive. One of the things, Diane, you know, and a lot of times families worry about parking, especially with small children. So what is the parking situation going to look like for the festival?
They'll have the lots open. The only lot that's closed is the one at 50 West Street. We're going to be having the vendors staging there. But all, you know, all the normal parking spots in Mansfield will be open. So on-street parking, other public lots, those will still all be available.
Well, that's great, too, because that makes it easy and convenient. And that's really great. One other note is if there are people that are listening to the podcast who do not live in Mansfield, say they're running a company in Mansfield and they have employees that hear about this and they say, oh my gosh, you know, I don't live in Mansfield, but I would love to come to this event. Is it open to anyone, or do you have to be a Mansfield resident in order to attend?
Oh no, it's open to everybody. You know, we hope that businesses from the surrounding towns as well as visitors come to the event.
That's really fantastic. And I think, you know, Mansfield has been touted as a best place to live, a best place to work. And has wonderful national recognitions. And so people that do come in from outside the community for this incredible event will really be able to see Mansfield spirit in action. And that is wonderful. Before we end today's podcast, we'd love it if you could summarize in just a few sentences why you think people should attend this year's Fall Festival. So what would you say?
I would say that people absolutely should attend because it's free and it's fun on a beautiful autumn day with a lot of new experiences for all ages.
That is great. And it's free and there's ample parking, and Mansfield is a beautiful community. And Diane Falk, you have done a tremendous job at organizing this event. Kudos to you for all of your hard work. The community thanks you. I hope that you have a great sense of happiness and satisfaction at the end of the day when you look back and see how wonderful it all is. And with hopes, we'll have some new sponsors. Businesses will have listened, and you'll get that sponsor of the Ferris wheel. And maybe you'll get some others that hear about this wonderful event and want to connect with the community or reconnect with the community. So we thank you so much for joining us, and we're really looking forward to seeing you at the event.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to spread the word.